Diplomat: Australia fears UK intelligence sharing under a Corbyn government. By Simon Kent on November 13, 2019. Australia's former Foreign Minister Alexander Downer has said Australia would wind back intelligence sharing with the United Kingdom if left-wing Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn wins on 12 December. In a searing assessment of Corbyn, Downer said the Labour MP and his leadership team were unsympathetic to and hostile to Western interests, and Corbyn in number 10 would change the very nature of Australia's engagement with the UK. Downer was Australia's High Commissioner to the UK from 2014 to 2018 and a former leader of the Liberal Party. He said he wanted Corbyn to lose the British poll and gave Prime Minister Boris Johnson a 70% chance of success. Under a Corbyn government, they will abandon that support for the Western alliance and steer a completely different foreign policy and security policy direction to such an extent that I think we would be unwise to continue the intelligence-sharing relationship with a Corbyn-led Britain of the kind we have today and have had under Gordon Brown and Tony Blair and so on over the years, Downer told the National Press Club in Canberra. That would have to change. In relation to national security, he said a Corbyn premiership would disrupt the very intimate and important relationship between OSIS, MI6, ASIO, GCHQ and the Australian Signal Directorate. The sharing of intelligence with the UK through Five Eyes in particular, an alliance comprising Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the UK and the United States, would be reduced. We would substantially wind it back. We would have to be very careful what sort of intelligence we shared with the government. We would have to be very careful because of the foreign policy stance of Jeremy Corbyn and the cohorts around him, Downer said. They have engaged as friends and allies with people like Hamas, Hezbollah in the Middle East, the Iranians, the Venezuelans and so on, as even the Maduro regime and Chavez regime before. These are people who are totally hostile to the traditions of Western security policy. Corbyn's anti-nuclear stance, evident distaste for U.S. President Donald Trump and pretty obvious anti-Semitism would also be problematic, along with his tendencies toward socialist-style economic models. Great Britain is the second most important country in security terms in the Western alliance, Downer concluded, hinting Australia would therefore be forced to look elsewhere for global security allies. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.